Well, hello my friends and welcome to the new episode of Nature's Honor. I'm your host Nature Chad and we are back. 25th episode, we are back after a hard season, you know, after a hard summer. Well, almost it's done, you know, two or three more weeks of hard work and then it's a bit more relaxation, but I'm back. Finally, you know, I found some time to record. Videos are easier to record because I can just go in and out, but finding like 1 hour of undisturbed time. It's crazy. It's always like getting a call or getting like someone knocking on the door. Well, that's why I'm here actually in this setup where I can be undisturbed pretty much, you know, no one will call me here because it's like a construction site pretty much. So that's been great. But yeah, guys, I'm happy to be back. Few months delay, even though I've been making videos, but few months delay. And yeah, happy to be able to talk more freely with you, maybe get more personal. Just have no restraint, you know. So yeah, my friends, I've been good. First of all, I've been good. I've been healthy. I've been training. I've been working. All is good. It's hard to give a proper update because my life is to some boring because it's always just the same thing, but improving it. But the only new thing is probably the MMA, which I'm going to talk about very soon. But first of all, yeah, like business has been good. My own business. I'll probably sooner or later reveal it to you guys what it is, but as of right now, I still want to keep it separated from Nature Chat. Like, I don't want something to say, for me, to, what I say here, to be impacted to my business, you know. So, but very soon you'll know what I'm doing. It's not this big secret. Probably if you look a bit closely, you'll figure it out. It's not some big thing, but that's been great. I've been investing in it. I've been spending money on it, and it's been growing. I'm getting more clients. I'm getting more tourists, so that's been lovely. For the apartments, you know, it's been good. Maybe a bit lower on the price than usual, but you know, I was cleaning a lot, I was managing a lot, so that's been good. Like I said, I've been healthy. Like this is the first season that I didn't get like COVID, that I didn't get sick a lot. I was and am very fatigued still. Like I have to force myself to keep a bit of higher energy for this podcast. No, I would rather just speak like this and be like that because that's my vibe. That's because of less lack of sleep and stuff like that, but I won't complain. It's been good. And here in Croatia, in Dalmatia, this is the way of life. We work for a hard time, like we work hard for a few months and we rest a bit. So I won't complain. I'm glad. And this is exactly what I was thinking to myself the other day. Or I keep even repeating to myself. When the time comes in November, December, and you're like thinking back on summer, you'll be glad that you didn't take a day off, that you didn't be like, oh, I'm feeling too tired, I'm gonna skip this. You'll be glad because you'll have that extra money, you'll have that extra success, that just because you decided to endure a bit, to go against yourself, yeah, you managed to achieve it, so. That's what keeps me going. This is the life here, so that's been great. But yeah, what else? Well, like I said, I'm recording videos on YouTube now. That's been lovely. It's such a nice thing to grow again on the platform, you know, especially since I was shadow banned for such a long time and still am on Instagram, so that's been lovely. And if you guys are just watching this from Spotify or something, make sure you subscribe on YouTube. And yeah, I've been doing a lot of work for my Warrior Quest group, which I'm going to talk a bit about later. But it's been such a blessing for me. Such a blessing for me myself. Helped me out a lot, but obviously with other guys. Great people, great friends now. So that's been great. And yeah, like I said, kind of boring, but let's get into MMA. That's been new, that's been fun. And let me tell you how I started. Well, the first thing is I wanted to start training for a long time, like for years now, even a decade. But it was always some excuse, mostly with my leg, because I got it injured. I got it injured like in 2016, tore my meniscus. And ever since then, it was always like, ah, but how can I do this? How can I kick? How can I move smoothly? How can I... maybe I'll get someone to submit me on my leg lock, like my leg, they'll do a leg lock and I will break my leg. It was always like this kind of excuse. But this year, I was like, okay, if my leg is, I'm improving it, but it's always kind of jacked up. Am I going to wait 10 more years until I get it finally improved, until I can start training? No. The best time is to start now. I'm going to adjust. And what later turned out to be is that it gave me even more motivation, more initiative to work on my leg. So that's kind of how life works. You throw yourself into fire, and those problems that you have are more easily solved. It's very interesting, actually. You are struggling with something, you make even a bigger problem, and then you're like, okay, now I need to work. That's how life works. Like, we get stuck in our mind, and our current situation doesn't allow us to see that we can do even more work and we can dedicate ourselves even harder, you know. Our environment, our current life, is not full life. It's not the whole life. We don't realize it until we change the environment. And so I did, and I'm very glad for it. But yeah, I can't tell you the exact reason, but I just went. I'm like, okay, now is the time. Before I could say the motivation, like, I want to be a good fighter, I want to defend myself, but right now I didn't really have a motivation. I just like, let's go, let's not think about it, let's just go. And it was a good thing, well, first of all, that I ran and prepared for like 5K race before that, because first thing that I'm going to say is, oh my God, guys, it is so taxing, it is so hard to recover from it. But let me tell you a story how I got into there. So I messaged the gym, and they're like, yeah, you can come. And I first of all just went to lift some weights there. One of the reasons why I wanted to lift weights there is because during the summer my schedule is a bit harder to manage. Well, basically what I'm trying to say is sometimes the only time I would be able to work out is like 1 p.m., 2 p.m., which is very hard in outdoor gym because it's like 40 Celsius, the sun is burning, and you just don't get the good workout. Yeah, I can work out, but what's the point of torturing myself and getting like subpar results? So that's why I went to work out, just lift weights there. I did it, and what happened was, I didn't really experience this before, this feeling. I was looking around, looking at the bags, looking at the ring, looking at the people. And it felt like exactly where I was supposed to be. It felt like I felt like I was already there before. Like, this is my environment to be in. Like I said, I didn't get to experience this feeling before, but it just felt right. Like, I'm in the right spot. And so I went to, kickboxing class, and it started off, you know, with like, okay, let's do a little warm up and then 3 minutes of jump rope. That 3 minutes of jump rope was probably the hardest thing like I did in a while. Because I was like, yeah, okay, let's jump rope. 1 minute in, the pain, the problems, like, my lungs were okay because of from the rowing in machine and stuff, but pain in my legs was like, holy fuck, like, am I this bad? You know, am I this bad? And then we needed to do 50 kicks on each leg, then combinations, like that. I was destroyed, but it was so fun. It was so fun because it wasn't as I expected to be. People were like friendly, people were like chill, and it was just so fun to learn new things, to move your body in a different ways. So I kept going, and at the beginning it was fine, but then I had 2 nights where I didn't sleep properly, and just because of that my body was like shut down. I couldn't recover properly, I couldn't do anything. It was just grind for 1 month. I was just grinding it out, but still learning skills, learning everything. And right now, I managed to find a nice sweet spot between training hard, lifting weights hard, recovering hard, mobility. Everything is perfect for me right now. But let me tell you more a bit of stories from that. So I think because if you're a bigger guy there, like, you see them lift, they see you lifting weights and stuff like that, they kind of go harder on you. And I remember, like, 1 week in my training, I accidentally went to a sparring class. And I was like, hey, are we starting? Warming up. And the other coach was like, yeah, you go with them. And I'm like, what? Yeah, it's a sparring today. And I'm like, well, what should I do? He said, spar. I'm like, okay. So we were warming up, doing everything like that. And first thing was like body sparring. I was literally just tapped on my stomach and I almost fell down. I almost wanted to vomit. And I was already done after a few minutes of that. And then it came time for real sparring. And even though the coach said, okay, go light on him, it's his first day and everything like that, or his first sparring, some guys were kind, some guys didn't. Like some guys throw spinning back fists, question mark kicks, spinning kicks and everything like that. Even like blooded my lip a bit and stuff. And at that time I was upset because like, I'm a beginner, why do they do this? But now I'm happy because they showed me what it really is. It's not just, you know, drilling combinations, hitting back, it's combat. And it's a real thing, so that's been interesting. But let me tell you guys the benefits that I experienced from the gym. So, first of all, it will get you in shape insanely fast. If I didn't run before this, I don't think I would be able to handle even the first workout, but don't let this scare you. Just getting in there and trying to do your best, like even just jumping rope, skipping rope as the beginning, yeah man, you will get in shape so much quicker. Like every sparring that I do now, to even tomorrow, I feel more like I can literally just, for example, walking up the stairs, I don't get, like even, I don't hear my breath. Everything like that. It's insane how quickly you will get in shape. That's one of the greatest benefits. But number two, is just when you have something that you can dedicate your time in. Like if you ask me, what keeps you going? I would probably say, I don't know. Because it's such a love and hate relationship. Like my body hurts. I have little injuries that I got from it, which even prevent me to doing some lifts in the gym. But I keep coming back. And that's probably because it's such a new discipline and you see how bad you are, you get beat up and you want to improve yourself. Not because of an ego thing like, oh, I'm gonna get him back, but because you see how bad you are at something and then discovering new movements, discovering new tricks, getting stronger conditioning, everything like that is so, so rewarding and rare to experience in nowadays in life. Everything we do nowadays is like in our comfort zone, but this, you're literally being in a combat situations, like you have to think in difficult situations and you're learning new skill set. Beautiful, beautiful thing. So honestly, that's one of the benefits, like just learning new movements, moving your body, like getting more even flexible, even mobile. Wonderful. Number three would probably be the community. One piece of advice, you have to be friendly. People are very nice, but you need to be the first to say hi. And if you do say hi, and if you're like, introduce yourself, and then you do like a session together, like a spar or like wrestle, you literally have your best friend, new best friend. Everyone is pretty much like that. There are a few exceptions here and there, like some egomaniacs, but you avoid those. Most of the people are very kind, and you have this community, you know. I even have a guy now that I met there, that go with runs with, and other guys that are just, you know, just very cool guys. In the gym community, well, at least where I'm from, everyone is just like with headphones, just like this and that, and doing their own thing. But with MMA, you get this really nice community. And even though, like I said, some guys are a bit on different sides, it's a very good place for guys like you and I that maybe are into improvement to go. So, I mean, community has been wonderful. And yeah, just I noticed that sparring and things like that, they are very also calming, and you react in real life different to stressful situations. Because on the first sparring, I was literally running around. It was not like I'm moving around. I'm literally running and colliding with other people. It was so ridiculous. But now more and more I'm able to keep my composure and try to maybe implement my game, some of my tricks. And honestly, that composure from sparring transfers over to real life. Again, guys, it's just 3 months. but I've been loving it. I'll keep doing it, you know, even though it hurts my body, but I'm gonna keep doing it. So a lot of people ask me now that how do you combine weight training, because you still see me lifting weights and doing that. Well, so to understand this, you need to see my schedule. I do MMA classes, or maybe it's more like this, like one private session with a coach where I hit pads, where I learn techniques, stuff like that. One sparring session a week, and one grappling jiu-jitsu session. So that's three MMA sessions in a week. And for the weights, I train two times a week. I also do mobility work and like prehab work like two times a day, and I'll probably go for a run once a week or doing a sprint or something like that. So that's in total two lifting sessions, three MMA sessions, and one maybe running session. Ignore the other ones. A lot of people try to implement their current program, maybe they're doing like six times a week, then they also want to try MMA. That is all right, but you have to realize that if you do this, you will not be great at either thing. Your performance in MMA will suffer because you are sore and you are stiff, and your performance in the gym will suffer because you are sore from the conditioning, all the conditioning that you do and all the punches that you throw and stuff like that. So you first of all need to decide what is your priority. For me, the priority is still weights, believe it or not, even though it's two times a week. But a lot of people just don't know how to train properly, they don't know how to schedule their program or how to program properly, and they get, well, mediocre results from everything like that. Like I said, I found the sweet spot for me now, and that's one intensity session and one volume session. I still get the same number of sets that is required for me to grow in weekly. I hit all muscles two times a week, and I gain strength and I gain size. While having enough time to recover between sessions and allowing me to focus on my MMA skills. Realistically speaking, if I wanted to focus purely on MMA, I would still have it two times a week, maybe even three times a week, but it would be much less intensity. It would just be maybe doing a set of squats, heavy squats, maybe some explosive work, and that's it. I'm still training like a bodybuilder and like a strength athlete, whatever you want to say, even. I'm still doing that, but I'm able to focus also then on MMA. So my focus is weights, remember that, but I managed to incorporate MMA, so it doesn't really interact with that. For the first few weeks, even months, I'd say, you will suffer and you will not be able to lift more weight, but when you get accustomed to it, you will be able to lift weight. So let's look at my schedule, for example. Let's see. So I'm lifting weights on Monday. Perfect. On Tuesday, I'm going to have like a kickboxing class. Okay. Wednesday, rest. Thursday, I'm going to lift weights in the morning. And then at night, it's going to be sparring. Great. Friday, rest. Saturday, just grappling. Sunday, weights again. Sometimes I combine these days where I will lift and then do some MMA class in the morning. But these are the days that I do intensity days, where I lift heavy. And if I do it in the morning, I have enough time to recover until nighttime, and I haven't really fatigue that type of muscle fibers that I will need to use in MMA. So that's one of the things that you can do and experiment with. Sometimes training two times a day is better than training every day, because that day of full rest really, really allows you to recover. So that's how I've been doing it. There's not much secret. Just number one, understand what you want to focus on, like what's your priority. And number two, you can look at it as phases. My friend, if you focus a few months on MMA and training, stuff like that, you will not lose your gains necessarily. And this is a long game. Like, you can always switch to focus on one thing to another. And when you're 30, when you're even 40, you can still have like impressive strength physique and also be a master at the discipline that you decide to do. This is a long run, this is a long-term game, my friends. And you have to realize that. But for me, for example, now is to lift, to get stronger. When I get certain PRs, when I finish the bulk that I'm doing right now, then maybe I'll tone it down a bit, just maintain my strength, focus more on MMA. So it's not like this, just focus on one thing and that's it. You can change in phases. Like I said, realize that you will be very fatigued and even injured. Like my toes hurt a lot. Like I pulled my groin, my shoulder sometimes like messes up and sometimes I cannot lift properly. But that's the name of the game. And it's very rewarding. Like I said, I keep coming back because such a great thing to learn new skills. And obviously I didn't even get into reason why. I mean, it's obviously a great thing to learn how to defend yourself and everything like that. But yeah, I would recommend it. I'm still maybe not like those jiu-jitsu guys, like, oh, this is the best thing, changing life, stuff like that, but probably because I already have that kind of discipline in my life. But if you don't, or even if you do, it will just add onto it. So definitely, guys, it's been fun, only 3 months now, but I don't see myself stopping. I see myself doing it all the time, all my life, just training, trying to get better, because it's just so rewarding to see yourself progressing. When you're sparring with someone that just started out, for example, when I'm sparring with like some noob, it's so great to see that you're already doing some good things, moving properly, kicking right, you know, dodging, and shifting your weight properly. It's so nice. So that's that. What I want to talk to you guys also is the group. My group, the Nature Chats Warrior Quest. This month we have a quest that is about dedication. We already have our own goals, such as, you know, we call it the pod, that is like the specific area for personal goals. But we decided to take those personal goals even make them a bit harder, and then dedicate fully 1 month for it, while also like dedicating to removing one vice and having some smaller goals. If you're in the group, you know what I'm talking about. But for example, this month, this dedication quest has been so helpful for me. And I'm telling you this because it reminds me of a few good things in life. And that is having a specific goal and having accountability. I'm not telling you this because I want you to join the group, which I do, but that's not the reason for this story. The reason for this story is because this summer, even though it's been great, it's been very hard for these like smaller things, such as, you know, making more contents, to making the small habits, like cleaning your room every day, to keep them up because you're just focused on work. But right now, this month I decided to be like this. Even though life is hard, I will not allow to be a slave of it. I will not allow it to break myself and break some principles that I do, to be like, oh, I'm working hard so I can relax, I can do this and that. No. I'm like, if I'm someone who I want to be, if I want to be aligned with my purpose, with my vision, and be the best version of self, whatever you call it, then I cannot have these small holes in my game. The chain is strong as its weakest link. It's only as strong as its weakest link. What you do, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And I had these holes in my game. And I kept giving myself excuses for some things, for some bad habits, such as, you know, having a cigarette, having like a Coke Zero, not Coke here, and stuff like that, so, and maybe junk food, and stuff like that. So I kept giving myself these excuses, and then didn't even realize why I felt bad. Like, yeah, I was performing good, I was training, but my soul, my real self knew that I wasn't treating myself properly. I wasn't doing what I need to do. So this month's quest really helped me to, okay, I'm not gonna be a cuck of summer of life. I'm gonna take everything in my control. And even though it's been tough, and now, and really guys, like these past 2 weeks, I'm not having any free time in the sense that like I can just relax. Like I'm either reading, I'm either, you know, praying, because one of the things that I said I will do is pray rosary 2 times a day. So it's like literally 1 hour of prayer a day. But I never felt as good. And what I said at the beginning, this reminds me of those few good truths in life, and that is having a specific goal. Because I understand that my soul needs this, I know, finally understand that I need to be the best that I can be, then having a specific goal about that, it's everything. And what do I mean by specific goals? Well, in the group, we are required not only to make to-do lists for every day, but also make weekly lists. It's all combined. If I have to make 3 posts, for example, a week, then on Monday I have to make a post. If I have to stretch 14 times a week, well, today I have to stretch in the morning and night. And it's all connected, and it's all like this little game, but it's so, so helpful to have everything on paper and to set your sights on something. And it's even better when life, as it is random, shits on you, and you have to be anti-fragile, and you have to keep at it to keep going. And when you're consistent for just a bit, not only does your tolerance to bullshit get stronger, not only does your tolerance to being tired get better, but you feel so much better. And that's not a bad reason to do something. It's not a selfish thing to just feel, to be happy that you feel better. It's actually what I want you to be, to do, but with the good things. That's life. You can either choose to feel better because when you do like short-term pleasures, like doing drugs, having sex, stuff like that, or you can choose to be content and feel better from these hard things that you do long-term, just having this nice baseline of feeling good or just feeling okay, feeling like you're on the right path. So guys, you don't have to be in the group, but take control of your own life. And if you're anything like me, be 100% aligned. Don't have holes in your game. Like they say, a vice is allowed, and for sure. But does that vice hurt who you are and your purpose? If it doesn't, fine. But most of the times, it does. If you do this, you're not going to suffer in a sense. But you're going to allow your true self to shine through, and you'll be a happier person. Like everyone around you will be happy because you are doing better. And not because, oh, I'm so happy for you, but because you're just uplifted. Your spirit is uplifted. So my friends, focus on the goal. Number two, what I have to say is, I said, like, from the group, I experienced a lot of accountability. Like, right now, I literally have great friends in the group. We became great friends. And when you see other people working hard, achieving their own goals, and also doing the shared missions which we have, then you're like, okay, but why am I not gonna do it? Why am I special in a sense? Why is my life harder not to do it, you know? So just having literally brothers being there for you and talking to you, going through the same shit, it's been wonderful. Again, you don't need to be in the group, but even just being accountable with yourself is powerful. And this goes with the first point. If something is hurting you, or if you say you're gonna do something, you really must make sure you do that, because you need to be accountable for yourself. And you have to realize that life is so short. Life is very short, my friends. And we only get a few opportunities to do what we want from it. And the only person you are, well, not the only person, but At the end of the day, you are just fooling yourself and wasting time. If you're not accountable to yourself, if you're not being 100% in. What is it that you want from this life? Maybe you know, maybe you don't. But whatever it is, don't waste time. Just don't waste time, my friends. I can philosophize a lot, I can say these things, but I mean, life is what we make of it, and we get a choice to make a good thing out of it. In any situation, any possible situation that we're in, we get a chance to do better at it, or at least to carry our cross. If you're in a very difficult situation, and you cannot get out of it right now, but then at least carry yourself with honor, and carry that cross and accept it. If you're gonna die, die honorably. Die knowing that you did everything that you could. But just don't waste time, because that's the most unhonorable thing that you can do. And that is the most ungrateful thing that you do. And that's the most offense, one of the most offensive things you can do to God. Just not using the gift and the gifts that you've been given. Like I said, maybe you are in similar situations where I just was like, oh, I'm working hard, but I don't feel good. I'm doing these things, but I'm feeling good. That's because you still have those holes, those bad things that you do. You cannot give me a good justification for not doing things that you need to do. Like I said, right now I'm busy, very busy, but I'm feeling better than I was when I was not busy. There's not much to say here, my friends. Do what you need to do, do it every day, build on your goals. You'll be happy. Some people are afraid nowadays to say happy. Oh, your happiness doesn't exist in this temper, but you'll be happy. It's just very important when talking to yourself, and this goes back to accountability, that you don't lie. Lying is the soul killer. And I can say I've made these mistakes before as well. It starts off with small lies, but it turns into bigger lies, and then you wake up one day and realize you built something on foundation of lies. If you are fucked up, if you're doing some bad things, say it to yourself, I'm fucked up, I'm doing some bad things. Lying about it and pretending it's not there is not going to help you. It's that hole in your life. It's that blemish that you cannot remove from your soul. I'm not telling about lying to others. I'm telling lying to yourself that everything is fine, or lying to yourself that you can get away with something. Don't lie. Lying is a soul killer. Just keep that in mind, guys. Yeah, I got really deep for there for a moment. But let's see, there's just a few more things I want to talk to you about. Let me check. My old phone, this is S9 Plus. And now I got S23 Plus. Great camera. But this one is still like, has a place in my heart. But yeah, we talked about MMA, we talked about goals, alignment, and yeah. So one of the things that this summer that I've been struggling a lot with is sleep. Sleeping for like maybe 5 hours a night. That's how it's been for me for the past 2 months. And that's not because I'm irresponsible, but it's because I have like a client at 10, and then I have a client at 7 a.m. But I have to eat, I have to shower, I have to do this and that. And even though I literally skipped doing morning routines like for the past few months, like I would just wake up 10 minutes before and go to work, still not enough sleep, not enough sleep. And at first it was hard, but you know what helped me? I stopped complaining about it. And I stopped being like, oh, I need some more sleep, I'm this and that. When you accept that you cannot change your situation, it really gets easier to handle. And that's just like that's just now baseline for me. I'm not telling you this is healthy. I'm telling you in this situation where where you don't have a choice because of your work, because of your responsibilities. If it's like that, accept it that it's like that. There's no point in complaining. There's no point in being sad about it or being like, oh, I'm so tired. You just shut up. Slap yourself and be like, let me still do my best. Let me still do my best. It's the same, for example, with me when I'm training right now, when I'm doing like a session in the MMA. I noticed with myself that I'm not like, I'm a bit more, my legs are a bit heavy, my concentration is not there, but I'm like, okay. But if we waited for perfect times in our lives, we would never do anything. We would literally never do anything. It's never a perfect time. But we have to keep trying and accept the phase that we're in. So this is just a little small thing that I want to say. For example, I've been struggling with sleep, but I know that I'll sleep when I can. And I know that it's a phase and I'm doing it for a reason. Sometimes life isn't perfect, sometimes life isn't ideal. And what do you expect of me? To be the most optimized guy. I'm optimizing my life for my goals with my current situation. And that's the point. What's your current situation? Whatever it is, do your best with it. And if something's not the ideal, well, fuck it, don't cry about it. Work, and when you have different circumstances, which you built yourself from your work, then you can enjoy, my friend. So that's that. And I mean, I think I talked about this before, but yeah, just life is a bit different here. The tourism and everything like that. Like, but I will not complain. I like it because it taught me to work hard and to enjoy hard. So that's that. Well, let me see. What else can I say to you guys? Yes. So, I mean, this is pretty much just me complaining about what I'm experiencing, but no. One of the things this season that I realized as well is that anger management and your perspective is so important. From working a lot and from being like in a rush constantly, constant stress, you can maybe become more angry as a person and start lashing out to others and being mean and stuff like that. I pride myself in being able to understand others, like being able to see things from their perspective. But sometimes your perspective gets lost and you're like, yeah, my life is hard, so, and others are having it easier, so I'm going to lash out, I'm going to be angry and stuff like that. But I realized that this is yet again and another example of life cucking you and you being its bitch and you crumbling. There is no real reason, there is no justification for you to be angry in life. Because you're just angry on yourself then. All of these emotions that you're experiencing, you are literally just like poisoning yourself. And I can say this to myself, like I started even being rude to my clients, I started just being a rude person, and I didn't even realize it. I was just like, just so stuck, like work. And I noticed myself, yeah, just being less understanding, less kind. But then why? Am I being more of a man because I'm angry? No, I'm being more of a girl because I'm, well, sorry girls if you're listening, but because I'm not able to control myself properly. am I being more of a man because, yeah, I'm busy and I have to complain and stuff like that. No. If I was being more of a man, then people wouldn't even realize I was busy. They wouldn't realize I was having a hard time because I keep it to myself and I'm calm. And don't come with me with those, oh, but that's toxic masculinity, you know, you need to do this and that. And of course I'm talking, for example, with my friends in the Warrior Quest group. We are sharing our struggles, but still, that is with our brothers. But on reality, you need to get stronger from these circumstances and still don't allow life to destroy you. And this is one of the biggest lessons that I also took away this summer, is that when you get like this urge to say something, when you're like this and that, this doesn't mean that you just need to constantly resist that urge. It means that you need to fix your perspective and realize, yeah, life is hard, but I still have my principles. I still want to do this and that. I still have my goals. I still have my soul. And you never let that break you. My grandmother is a great example of this, where she struggled with poverty, where she struggled with so many things in her childhood. But one thing that she always kept is her dignity, her honor, and the way she carried herself. In the worst dresses, in the worst possible situations, where she didn't have shoes, she still walked around like a model. She still treated everyone with great respect. And that's a great example of what we should do. Fuck the word anger management. Change your perspective. See that life maybe is a bit tough, but we can very easily become narrow-sighted, you know, we're just thinking our life is hard and not appreciate the others. And even if their life is easier, it is not a justification to be angry or to be asshole towards them. Be calm, fight your battles, be grateful for your battles. And that's it, my friends. I hope you enjoy me rambling. I hope you enjoy this because I'd appreciate it. Because, yeah, this is the podcast for me. Just talking my thoughts. And I really hope you get something good out of it. I think I'm going to end it there. I'm not going to just 10,000 topics in, even though I already did. But that's, I guess, kind of I can title this the lessons from the season. What I learned, and that is MMA, that is the group and the importance of the goals, that is importance of not allowing life to destroy you, and just keeping your principles and just being aligned with who you are, with your soul, and believing in God. Don't forget that, my friends. All of this is good, and you can reach a high level. Then God will bring you even more joy and make everything work even stronger. So that's that, my friends. I hope you enjoy this. Again, I actually remember just to do something, and that's to maybe plug my stuff, and that's, listen, if you want high quality shit legit, I don't have it here, but I just took it this morning actually. See my coffee. High quality shit legit, check out the links below. Mountain Drop, heavy metal tested, amazing stuff. I use it like in phases, when I need more energy, when I notice my nails getting like a bit weaker, my skin, my hair, my libido, everything. It's amazing. The other thing, I'm also now working with Time to Be Better. He has this amazing brand called Primal Glow. Primal Skin Glow, amazing tello cream. I should probably show it on the screen where I'm talking right now because it's downstairs, but amazing stuff. Combined with jojoba oil, like I use it at night and the jojoba in the morning to make my skin even better. So I will record a proper video reel about it, but the only brands that I work with are the ones that I use. So this Shilajit and this my friend Wouter, he made this lovely cream. It's just like olive oil and beef tallow. Perfect. And yeah, guys, check out my cookbook. But out of all, if you're really interested, I would love to see you in my group, where you have exclusive contests, like different videos, different essays, where you have accountability, where you have new missions, new daily missions, new quests, book of the month, like our book club. Great stuff. So yeah, sorry for being not hyped up. Yeah, guys, you know, this podcast, we are so much constructed. This is real, this is life, but 3 more weeks and I'll be able to sleep and we'll get it in. I love you all, guys, and I'll see you soon. Much love.